When I think of corn, I think of that boy who said he loves corn. But that's more recent because it's the first thing that comes to my head. But honestly, with corn, I enjoyed it in soup. I remember having it in soup. And it would absorb all the broth and it would be really sweet. And it's nice when it was hot. And while growing up, I would have also corn just boiled with your typical butter. And you would be annoyed when you get unsalted butter because you want it with salt. So salted butter was the way to go. And then my favorite is in the oven when you just salt the corn, put it in the oven, and then it gets really roasted and sweet. And then you can eat it with butter, but honestly, it tastes good plain. You don't need anything really with it. And then for some reason, there was a big hype with elote, which is like, I guess it's a Spanish or Mexican kind of corn thing. And the way it works is that you have this like cream on it and it's made out of mayo and they put chili powder and then some cheese and lime. And everyone was obsessed with that. The truth is, if you ever buy chips, I know a lot of you may like salt and vinegar. I don't like salt and vinegar. It's just too tangy, too strong. And then sometimes when you get like those nacho chips, they have like a hint of lime. I don't like lime in chips. So I remember the first time I tried elote, it was too heavy. It was not my taste. And you might say, oh, so you don't like it? And that's not really true. I mean, I don't like it, to be honest, but it's really because the way I grew up with corn is it was simple. It was just something that absorbed flavor or added flavor. Like corn in its purest form, just, you know, a little bit of something, nothing too crazy, was really yummy. So when you take something that's already yummy and you start adding a lot of nonsense to it, it was a little bit overwhelming for me. For example, I also grew up with beets. And beets, we used to eat it with Italian dressing and it would be either steamed, not steamed, I think it was boiled actually. It was boiled or roasted. And you would slice it up into circles and put Italian dressing on it. And that's how we enjoyed it because beets are really yummy on its own. But I remember trying the American style of beet salad with mayonnaise and who knows what. Absolutely ruined it. Don't get me wrong, I like cream, I like cheese, but sometimes you take something that's supposed to be simple and you make it too much. So all I can say is really, I really stop following the crowd. Whenever I see something, I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be overrated, overhyped, I'm not going to like it. And that seems to be me. And you can call me a hater, I am a hater. But I do like underrated things. I do like things that are unique, that, you know, it's not very easy to find. And clearly, if I took corn and I wanted creamy, I would just use you. That's unique, right? I mean, the only person who can taste you is me. That's why you're all mine. I wouldn't even change your natural flavor. Because, like I said, simple is better. I don't really want to go crazy. I think after talking a lot about my experiences sometimes, I realize I am really a simple and plain person when it comes to certain things. Well, a lot of things in life. Like I said, I don't need much. All I need is you.